Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What was your reaction to John Fox's assessment that the Bears had the worst offseason?
When you're going to play defense, you're going to lean on takeaways to help a young offense, and you don't have a kicker, a reliable kicker that you're going to need those points from after some of those turnovers. I think the kicking question is really big right now in Chicago, and I think that might be a problem for him in the season.
Thank you, Foxy.
I think it was vindictive. I think John, you know, took his voice to ESPN and starts contributing to something that he didn't contribute to any of the media people during his time here. John, you're the one that got rid of Robbie Gould. So you're sitting here harping about Robbie Gould and the kicking situation being in flux because you got rid of him. And then I know that your relationship with Vic Fangio was kind of contentious. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a brotherhood between coaches. It was Vic Fangio minded the defensive room, and you were the head coach.
And he was a defensive guy.
Correct.
Who ceded that power to Vic Fangio because that was the way it worked best.
Right, but Vic Fangio didn't need or want his input into
right.
that room.
Right.
Vic Fangio ran that system, the personnel grouping, and his strategy the way that Vic Fangio ran it. It wasn't the influence of the head coach telling Vic Fangio what you want to do on certain down and distances. It was Vic's game. So for him to go on the air and vindictively say that the Bears had the worst offseason, before you see Ridley play, before you see David Montgomery go out there and what he's going to contribute to this team, I think it was kind of vindictive against him. And then why did you get rid of Robbie Gould? I know he missed a couple of kicks at the time,
right?
But he was one of the better kickers in one of the most difficult stadiums to kick in. And then he's kind of proved that point going out to San Francisco when they built this new stadium. They made a transition to a field that doesn't have great footing. It's been changed a number of times. And to go out there and say they had the worst offseason of any team out there when you had a team like the Giants who are in a really unpredictable quarterback position, one of the teams that you coached for, and you overdraft a quarterback out of Duke, although I like the quarterback, and they've been playing the last couple of years with a quarterback, to me, who's scared to death of getting hit.
The Giants lost two Pro Bowl players, and they overdrafted a quarterback in the first round. That, to me, they win the prize. I mean, if you're looking for somebody to award the worst offseason, you could make that argument more easily than you could the Bears.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.